Chapter 3. The Path Around the Stones. The students get off the bus, and Miss Novak points to the east. Do you see that long area and those ditches in the ground? She asks. That's the Stonehenge Cursus. It's about 2 miles long. The Neolithic people built it 400 years before Stonehenge. The Cursus aligns with the sunrise at the spring and autumn equinoxes. The equinoxes happen between the solstices, in March and September. The days are as long as the nights at equinox.
What's the cursus for, miss? Asks Shahid.
Archaeologists don't know, answers Miss Novak, but maybe for ceremonies.
What's an archaeologist, Miss Novak?
Asks Isabel. An archaeologist studies archaeology. That's the study of ancient places, answers Miss Novak.
That's a nice job, says Isabel,
and Miss Novak smiles. The Neolithic people made 2 large holes, one at the cursus's east end and one at its west end, she goes on. The holes align with the solstice sunrise at Stonehenge. There are many barrows around the cursus. This area of Wiltshire was very important hundreds of years before Stonehenge. The cursus shows us this. The students walk to Stonehenge with Miss Novak. The stones stand in a big field, and there is a path around them. Other schoolchildren and tourists walk on the path in front and behind Miss Novak's group. Everyone is talking excitedly and taking photos.
There are too many people on this path, says Simon.
I'm sorry, but you must stay on it, says Miss Novak. But you can see the stones well from here.
But I want to walk between them, says Isabel.
Me too, says Jasmine.
Then you must come here at the solstice, says Miss Novak with a smile. You can walk on the grass then. The solstice is the best time to see Stonehenge. The students and Miss Novak walk slowly around the visitors' path.
Those outside stones are really tall, Miss Novak, says Simon.
You're right, Simon, says Miss Novak. They're very tall, and they're also very heavy.
How did the Neolithic people build Stonehenge?
Jasmine asks. Simon, Shahid, Isabel, and the other students are all listening to Miss Novak now.
Well, there were 3 stages of building, says Miss Novak. The first stage was digging the ditch. Can you see it? It goes in a circle around the stones and it's 110 metres across. The Neolithic people made it about 5,000 years ago. Archaeologists found cow bones in the bottom of the ditch and some stone tools. Miss Novak smiles. Then the Neolithic people brought the blue stones here. They're the smaller stones inside the circle, and they came 150 miles from Wales. The builders made a circle of holes inside the ditch. Today, these are called the Aubrey holes. Why did they dig them? Archaeologists are not sure. Maybe Neolithic people put the blue stones in the holes first and moved them later. Archaeologists found the bones of many people in the Aubrey holes.
Wow, says Simon. Why did they bury people there?
No one knows, answers Miss Novak.
How did they bring the blue stones here? Asks Shahid.
Maybe the Neolithic people brought them by boat on the sea and then up the River Avon, answers Miss Novak. Or maybe they pushed and pulled them here.
What was the second stage, Miss? Asks Simon.
The second stage of building Stonehenge was the Sarsen stones, says Miss Novak. The Neolithic people brought them from a place called West Woods about 4,400 years ago. West Woods is 19 miles from here. 19 miles, says Miss Novak. The blue stones are big, but the Sarsen stones are huge. One stone needed 200 people to pull it. The Neolithic people made a second horseshoe, a half circle, of Sarsen stones inside the first Sarsen circle. Then they lay other sarsens on the standing ones. At the beginning, there were 30 stones on the outside circle.
It was a beautiful temple before, says Jasmine.
That's right, says Miss Novak. It was very beautiful. She looks back at the stones. In the third stage of building, from 4,280 to 3,930 years ago, the Neolithic people moved the blue stones inside the Sarsens.
Where did the builders of Stonehenge live? Asks Isabel.
Miss Novak points to the east. In this important second stage, many people lived at Durrington Walls. That's 2 miles from here, next to the River Avon. They built another temple at Durrington Walls with wood and dug a ditch around it. This is called Woodhenge, and it aligned with the solstice too. Archaeologists found thousands of animal bones in the ground at Durrington Walls, because the Neolithic people did a lot of eating and drinking. They had lots of ceremonies. Durrington Walls was a place for the living, said one archaeologist, and Stonehenge was a place for the dead. Then, the Neolithic people started to build the avenue. And 1,000 years later, the Bronze Age people finished it, Miss Novak said. The avenue is a big path. It goes from the River Avon to Stonehenge, and that end is aligned with the solstice sunrise. In ancient times, people walked up the avenue to Stonehenge for the solstice. Because Stonehenge is very high, people could see it from many miles away.
I want to be one of those people. I want to walk up the avenue to the huge temple of Stonehenge at the solstice, says Isabel. How wonderful. Wow, Miss Novak, you really know a lot, says Jasmine.
Miss Novak smiles. I love Stonehenge, she says, and I hope you do too. It's a very special place. The students are nearly at the end of the visitors' path now. They stand behind the heel stone.
Miss, why did you become a history teacher and not an archaeologist? Asks Isabel.
Miss Novak laughs. I studied history at university because I was good at it at school, she says. I didn't think about archaeology then. But maybe I'll go back to university and study it later. Everything is possible.
Everything is possible. I like Miss Novak, thinks Isabel.